Hi,
everybody.
What up, though?
What up, though?
Hey, thank you for tuning in to
Clink Clink
with Cam
and Kay. Hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
So thank you for tuning in. You know, we now stream on every streaming platform, but it's under, it's confusing, y'all. It's because it's under my old, well, not my old, under my podcast, but we're going to get ours soon. But the people who already know about me, you know that you hear us. So we'll
get it together later, but right now.
You in the future. Okay.
Yes, but you can still go on YouTube and see us.
Yes, Cam, you can see us. Okay. Yes. So go ahead and click that like, comment and subscribe, okay? Because mm-hmm. we do need y'all's help. Because yes. we are trying to grow our channel and everything. Because yes. we have some great things. We have coming some awesome up. Things coming up, yes. y'all, and it's gonna take people. So
yes. and also when you share and like and mm-hmm. click and all that stuff, you put us in the algorithm mm-hmm. with other shows that are similar to ours so that other people will see us yep. and
they will
know
discover
who we
us
are.
And everything. And you
so
want
you're
that,
helping
right?
make us better.
So just thank a little you. something about us. We are two sister friends. We are filmmakers, we are podcasters, we are creatives. And yes, we are, say it with me, all the things.
All the things. That's why it's all things Cam and
Kay. That's right.
But most of all, we're authentic. We are yes. real and we are just like you. And so we just want to kick it with you. And,
you know, we are women of a certain age. We're over 40. So we're going to be talking about some grown women-ish.
Grown.
You know, I'm not a prude. So I'll be talking about some everything. Okay.
Yes, she is, honey.
Okay.
She is not a prude, but she is a lady.
I am a lady.
Hey.
So for those who are just watching us for the very, very first time, we like to start off with questions, like little icebreakers, so you guys can get to know us a little bit better.
Yes.
Okay. And go ahead and play along with us. We have something new called Speak Pipe. So it's speakpipe.com/Cam and Kay, where you can leave an audio message on anything that we talk about during the show. Any if you want to vent about something, you want to pop off about something, you want to share some good news, you want to comment about a topic that we've done, go ahead and it's in our YouTube description. And you can just hit the link and go directly to it. And we're going to play your message on the show.
Yes,
because
we want to hear from you so we can feel even more connected to you than we already are.
Yes. Okay.
First question.
So first question. Question number one.
Yes.
How good are you at letting go?
And it depends on what it is. Mm. I think that I let go of bullshit really easily.
Okay.
It's just like, whoo. Okay, not dealing with that. Not going to deal with that. But I think it's hard. One thing that's hard for me to let go of our relationships. And I think it's because when I am in a friendship or a relationship with people, I value my friendship. I value my relationship. I pour myself into my relationships and my friendships. And so sometimes when it's time, like, to let it go, or maybe things aren't the way that they were. Mm-hmm. I have a problem letting go as far as, you know, because I feel like, well, am I being not loyal? Or maybe people do change, and people do change sometimes mm-hmm. for the better, sometimes for the worse. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you just have to step back and say, and weigh your pros and cons. But the thing I find really is communication. Because if I feel that's a certain cute. Type of way nowadays, I have learned to talk to the person, assess the situation, and if and not to speak too quickly, just to kind of like sometimes lean into it, like wait. So
that's good.
Wait. Like I'll wait a day, a couple of days, and I think that can be very helpful because a lot of times people want to ask you something and be like, well, you have to make a decision right now. And you don't. Mm-hmm. You can make a decision when you feel comfortable making the decision. So with letting go, it can be hard for me, but I'm learning to sit in things for a while, weigh the pros and cons, and pray about it and try to get direction. And if I don't have peace about it, then I probably can just, if not let it go, but just kind of step back. Mm-hmm. And if I do have peace about it, then I'll make that decision to let it go if it's necessary for my own sanity.
Okay. So for me, so how good I am at letting go, I had to really learn to be better at it, because I was a person, girl, I can hold a grudge. Ooh, I can hold a grudge. Like a long grudge, you know. But growing up, you know, becoming an adult, getting older and a little bit wiser, I've learned that it's not good to hold grudges, because you can be mad and shit, and the other person not even mad. And you up there messing up your insides. Mm. You know, because we do know that when we hold on to bitterness, when we hold on to anger and strife and all that, that it messes with your physical, you know, mm-hmm. it manifests in your body, you know, in a negative way. So, that's, you know, good. You up there, you know, all got your nerves all shot.
And bald.
You know, over there just having a good time, eating ice cream, you know. And
ain't paying you no attention.
No attention, you know, so.
That's good. So,
yeah, and I'm like you, it depends on what it is, like say in a romantic way. I've gotten better of letting stuff go.
Mm-hmm.
I do like need my space a little bit, like if something happens, but I don't need I don't need a whole lot of days or anything like that, because that can, you know, fester, and I don't like it, especially if you like the person that you're with, you know what I'm saying?
So right. You don't want to be away from them and not talk to them.
So
because sometimes when you don't communicate, it makes it awkward.
Yeah.
And the other person can
sometimes
assume.
It's hard to get back.
Yeah.
You know, that's why a lot of marriages, it reminds me of the episodes of I Used to Love Black-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when Dre and Rainbow, they were like they were fighting a lot, and they were like in a funk. They said this one particular time, you know how you can come back,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes it's hard to come back. They were like in that state where it was
when
hard
you take
to come
so
back,
long,
you know,
when you don't,
yeah,
when you don't deal with it, it's hard to come mm-hmm. back from it, because it's like too much time has passed.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Bible tells you when you are married, or don't go to sleep angry.
Yeah.
Try to, you know, get that resolution.
Try to work it out.
Ooh, that was good.
Yeah.
I hope you got some nuggets from that, because we're growing and learning. We're just trying to share what we're learning.
Yeah. So how good, we want to know how good you are at letting go. Is it something that you need to constantly work at? Is it something that you've mastered? You know, we want to know.
Yeah. What do you do before you let go?
Yes. This is nice. This is like a little peek into our, you know, into our, romantic life.
Oh Lord, romantic.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how comfortable are you with public affection?
You go first.
10. I love it. I can, you know, holding hands, you know, stealing kisses, you know, him necking, kissing on my neck, all that in public. I love all of that. I like public affection, but not overtly, you know. Like, I've seen some people, I'm like, okay,
groping.
Get a room.
That part, you'd be like, stop it.
I'm like, did you come? Like, did you? Because what I just saw and heard,
oh,
you know,
right?
That's like,
that looked like a little porn.
A little public porn.
I don't want public porn.
I do like a little freakish public stuff, but nobody around. But
right.
Somebody could come. That's the excitement. But nobody actually.
Okay. Either somebody could come or somebody could come. I was just saying.
C-O-M-E.
Okay.
All
I right. thought you were talking about other, yes. like somebody cooks. I'm about to say, everybody can. Okay. But anyway.
But so, yes, a big fat 10. I love public affection.
I also do like public affection, like you said, but if it's done tastefully. Because I just don't feel like everybody, sometimes people do too much.
Yeah.
But I also want to say that when you're really into somebody, PDA is like cool. But when somebody's not that into you, or you're not that into them, they don't want to do public displays of affection because they're afraid somebody might see them. So if you're dating someone and you want to be all PDA-ish and they like, oh, I don't know, I'm a private person. They're not that into you, and they're probably dating somebody else, and they don't want to be caught. I mean, that's that's something that I'm learning now that I'm older. Because when a guy or a girl is really into you, they don't care who knows. They be like, "Hey,
I'm so into you. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Oh no.
Oh yes, but yeah, I get.
But
that.
You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. I hate when people be like, "Oh, I like to keep my relationships private." Stop it. If you
know,
not...
I know I get no because I this time around I am keeping private and secret is two different things, not a secret because people that know this is not a secret but private, not too many people in your business.
People that need to know, but what yes. I'm saying is like when people like I don't really post my stuff on Facebook and all
I don't. Yeah.
And it's not that I'm ashamed or anything like that, but people in my life that are a part of my real life, mm-hmm. like you're saying, they know.
Yeah, they know. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. That's like private. Mm-hmm. Private and secret, two different things.
Explain the difference just in case I'm far.
Oh, okay. Talking. So yeah. So like, okay. Mm-hmm. For me, for example. Okay.
Okay. You,
my previous relationship, public as hell, you know, Bae did this. Me and Bae about to do this. Me and Bae, you know, posting pics, you know, because I was, you know,
you were
I was happy, mm-hmm. you know. But then it wasn't. So I was like, this time around, I said, I'm not going to put all my business out there because when the marriage did not happen, broke off everything. I felt like, okay, let me address on social media because I was putting everything else out there, you know? So I was like, I'm just going to say this one time, you know? So, but I was like, this time around though, I'm not, people don't, they don't know the mister. They don't know what he looked like, but the people in my life do.
Right.
You know, he's not a secret. It's just private.
And it's, yeah, that's a good analogy. And I think just some of you needed to know the difference between, because sometimes people, you know, I've dealt with men in the past when I was a younger woman and they'll be like, oh, I just don't like people in my business because they want you to be a secret because mm-hmm. they out there doing whatever they're doing with everybody else. Mm-hmm. And so, you know,
they got another family somewhere, you know.
Yeah, honey, nowadays it gets kind of hectic. Okay, but what are we talking about today, girl?
Well, this our new segment. We have a new segment, y'all. Yes. It's Cam and Kay's songs that make you think twice. Mm-hmm. So we know, especially growing up, if you are Gen Xers, you know, it was some songs like when we were kids, you know, we were singing that we didn't know. Mm-hmm. But as you get older, it's like, wait, what
you saying, honey?
So I was the other day, I was driving and one of my favorite Chaka Khan songs is Through the Fire.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm just singing along, you know, then a chorus, you know, it's like, through the fire, to the limit, to the wall, for a chance to be with you. This part right here, y'all. I gladly risk it all. I was like, hold up. Wait a minute, Shaka. So,
what you really
are, you already have a family? Because you can't risk, you have to
You got to have something, to, something risk.
To risk. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, so she had, I'm thinking you had a family.
You're me and Mrs. Jones.
Got a she thing said, I, for a chance to be with you, I gladly risk it all.
So you must not like your kids.
So you just gonna up and leave your family.
Man. You just be like, forget y'all. Forget them kids. Forget that husband. If I can get with you. But that's a sad part that some people do think like that, like the grass is greener on the other side. And they will know and they find out that it's astroturf. Yeah, and they get over there and they, because everything that glitter ain't gold. Mm-hmm. You know, you see that man pulling up in that bad car, dressed to the nines, looking good, smelling good. Them fronts be up like a mug. He probably may not even be his clothes. He might be sharing his clothes with his brother. Am I lying? Because no. You know, if some brothers got the same shoe size, they do kind of, you know, some of them be swapping them out like shoes.
So yeah, y'all. So that's gonna be a new segment where we just talk about this certain songs that make you think twice. Because I'm telling you, Ken, I was driving out and I was like just singing along and I was like, wait a minute. She said she risked it all. Mm-hmm.
But you listen to the words, through the fire, to the limit, to the wall. For a chance to be with you, I gladly risk it all. Through the fire, through whatever come what may. Whatever. For a chance at loving you, I take it all away. Right down to the wire and deep into the fire. The only people that I knew that was in the fiery furnace was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I ain't trying to get burned up for nobody. So I don't know if you're talking about something. You're going to go to hell for this man. Because I ain't trying to go to hell for no man. Oh. Sorry. Ain't that much.
Ain't that much D in the world.
Because she talking about something. I know you're afraid of what you feel. You need time to heal. So what, he just got out of a bad relationship?
Or he's still in it.
That part. And I can't help it. And I can help if you only let me try. She sounds a little desperate.
So, okay, ladies. And it's going to kind of, and it's almost kind of going into our main topic almost.
Yes.
Don't look, y'all. Mm-hmm. She said, I can help you heal, right? Or I can wait for you to heal. What'd she say?
I know you're afraid of what you feel. You still need time to heal.
Red flag.
Red flag. Red flag.
Red flag. If you don't know that reference, I can't be your friend. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's not. That's a red flag. He's not even healed yet.
Right. You're afraid of what he feels because he needs time to heal. And I can't help if you only let me try.
And
you
are not a therapist. That's what we mess up. We always trying to help out a guy. No, he need to be good already, y'all.
Healed already. And stop being in love with the ideal of who he is instead of the reality of who he is, which is a wounded, hurt puppy.
Right. Now we do help our men, right? Yes. Now we do help.
Because there's nothing wrong with a man being vulnerable.
Right. But not, like, don't... If he's not healed yet, you know.
Stop thinking you're going to heal him.
Don't be his nurse.
Yes. Just like if you were talking to a man that is recently, or if you're a man talking to a woman that is recently divorced or trying to figure out what's going on in a relationship. You don't try to get into a relationship with somebody who don't know what they're doing with the relationship they already had. Mm-hmm. Because when you do that, you just compounding, making a whole big old pile of BS. Mm-hmm. Because if he's not healed from the past relationship or she's not healed from the past relationship, they can't do nothing with you except for hurt you.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's...
Yeah.
Because hurting people hurt people.
Hurt people hurt people, y'all.
Yeah.
So that was just, you know, and this could be totally another way, but this is just how I related to it. I'm like, wait a minute, what? Okay, so yeah.
So basically, she's opening
great
her
song.
Great,
love it.
So basically, she's opening herself up to a man who has not healed, that is possibly in another relationship with someone else. And it
sounds like she might be, but she said, for a chance to be with you, I gladly risk it all. Risk what, Shaka?
You got kids.
Your family?
All right, because it ain't worth your
hopefully
kids.
Hopefully not. But yeah, so that was just songs that make you think twice. So, because I was thinking twice on that.
Because she, girl, she do keep saying over and over again, she gladly risk it all through the fire, through whatever come what may. So you okay with her coming and busting the windows out of your car, your house, through whatever come what may?
That's my favorite part of that song.
Oh, that
oh,
hook.
Yeah.
Through the fire, through the limit, through the fire, through whatever, through the fire, through the limit.
I'm flat. Okay.
Okay. Well, it's okay.
All right, y'all. So, yeah. So, that's our new segment. So, we're going to be doing that one from time to time.
So. Yeah. So, that was kind of fun. But yeah. I don't know about through no fire because I ain't trying to get burned. I'm sorry.
And I need you whole. Not still.
Not confused. Not Ooh, trying Lord. To figure it out. Mm. You know, and I think that's one of the biggest lies that men, going into our topic, that men tell other men, and I've heard women say over the years, the best way to get over somebody is to get under another.
That's a temporary fix.
Very temporary.
Because, yes, you're going to forget about it for those 2 minutes if it was somebody
if it
that's
lasts
like that.
Long.
Ooh, you said that long.
I'm serious because it'd be like... The best way to get over someone's get under another, just because you under them don't mean it's gonna be good.
Right.
And then you're probably gonna be thinking about the one that you want to be under instead of the one that you are under. So you need to go sit down somewhere.
All right.
Which leads us to our conversation
on tell us about it.
The F boys and girls. Because they can be girls or boys, depending on if you're a male or a female. Huh? But the thing is, stop telling people what they want to hear to get things out of them. Stop being manipulative.
Yes. That's all what an F boy is or F girl. Very, very manipulative because you want to your main goal is just to have sex.
That part.
Look, again, I'm no prude. If you are in that stage of your life, go ahead, but be honest with that person.
Tell people
tell them
the truth.
Because they might want somebody just everybody, you know what I mean?
They might, but then don't go. I just think I have an issue when, especially men, have to say it because it's true. Mm-hmm. Go after a woman who know that they know she is morally pure, like she's a virgin or she's not promiscuous and she don't sleep around, and then you go after her and you take her to dinner, you wine her, you dine her, you make do all these things when you don't want a relationship with her. You just want to sleep with her because you know she haven't been with everybody else.
Yeah, you want to taint her.
Like, and that's not fair.
She don't want your dirty D.
She don't want your dirty D in the dirty D. And she don't want your dirty D in her clean pee.
Right.
But and I think that's horrible. But people do it all the time. I was actually on Facebook a couple days ago and somebody made the comment like, if I take a girl to dinner and then I do a nice gesture towards her, like wash her car and you know, buy her some chocolates, then she should be ready to cook for me. And I was like, what?
So I'm like, are you doing those things just so she can? Because, like, say if, okay, Mister, for example, I told this before. He early on, we in our dating, I had a flat tire, and I called him, and he came to see about me. He called a friend of his who owns a tow truck. You know, they towed it to the house. The next day, he came over and he went out and got me a tire. You know, and I tried to pay. He was like, "No, I got it." I'm like, "Oh, okay." You know, I just don't assume anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "Oh, okay." So that made me want to do something good for him. You know,
right? That made you want to spend time with him because he's like, oh, this is a good guy. Good guys do still exist. But what I'm saying is don't do things like, okay, I'm gonna fix her tire. So now you have the thing in your mind, like you owe me.
Right.
And then for women, stop acting like if a man takes you to dinner and buys you a box of chocolate, that he gets the keys to the kingdom. No, he does not.
Yeah.
We have to value ourselves as women and men as well, that we can't be bought. I also was reading on Facebook something, and a girl was like, yeah, if a guy take me on a trip, he getting it. No.
That's what you're worth? This a trip.
He took you somewhere, so you mean to tell me you it's like I can Tina Turner. She was like, hi. And he looked at her and said, oh, you ain't never been to the dentist before. And she was like, because she was green. She didn't know anything. And so pay attention to men and women who see what people do. They'll listen to you. They'll listen to you tell them about your past, the things that have hurt you, that ex-boyfriend, that ex that did this to you and hurt you, and then they'll empathize, and then they'll know
prey on you, because this is what they do. You have people that's like girl. That.
Yes.
That's what they do. It's like you have professional criminals. You have professional manipulators.
Yes.
You have professional F-boys.
And they will professionally manipulate your behind out your drawers. Then next thing you know, you done gave them some, and you think y'all in a whole relationship because you have been with him on an intimate level, mentally, spiritually.
And he's taking you here and there, but he just having sex. Boo-boo, you might be in a situationship.
That's why we got to ask the right questions.
You have to ask the right questions in the beginning, and don't be afraid to somebody that you're dating or whatever, like, okay, what are we doing here,
where are we going?
You know, and people are like, oh, I don't wanna put no labels on it, that's a red flag.
It's just like in life, when you have a goal. You have a goal. You're going to have a job. You got to have somewhere to eat, somewhere to sleep. You have to have a car. So what is wrong with planning your life and your relationship just like you plan the rest of your life? Mm-hmm. If he doesn't want to make plans, then that's a red flag, because you need to know where you're going and what you're doing. Now, like she was saying, if you're in that stage of life where you're carefree, you're just having a good time. Okay. But when you get...
We're not talking to you. You know, to young people. Do your thing. Be safe. Have fun. Whatever. Have fun. Okay. But we're talking about those who desires a relationship, who desires a partner in life. You know, just don't be bamboozled by
shiny
somebody's
things.
Charm
or shiny know? Things. Just because he got she was saying, he got her tire fixed. He didn't ask her for anything in return. He just did it because. She is a woman. He was a man, and he did a man thing, which was to help her out, take care of the situation for her. Because as women, especially when, like, I was single for a very long time, and technically I'm not married, so I am still single, but I am in, you know,
you're
in a relationship,
exclusive relationship.
Yeah, but people need to just be honest and say. And just like that pisses me off too. People know they in a whole relationship and they'll still be trying to go out and date other people. Ooh. If that's what you want to do.
That's the situationships, because you haven't.
And then they'll know that the person living with somebody else and still be trying and still go out and be like, well, he got to go home or she got to go home. What kind of mess is that? That's a whole lot of sloppy seconds.
Y'all can have that. Look, because like I said, we over 40.
We got time.
We don't have time for that. Don't have time for that.
Right.
You know, been there, done that. Don't like that.
Because once you start exchanging bodily fluids, like it's this girl, she was like, you my boyfriend. But see, we can't do that. We can't think just because we have sex with somebody that's our boyfriend. You need to establish boundaries, guidelines, and what we're trying to do from the beginning. Now, like you say, it's okay to have fun and you may go out and things do happen, but after things happen, know from that first time what it is. Okay, you can make a mistake, you can have a mishap or whatever, but ask questions and say, what is this? What are we trying to do? What do you want out of life? Because the last thing you want to do is end up with an F boy or an F girl and be with them 3-4 years later.
Just wasting your time.
Wasting your time when you could have been in a committed relationship with somebody who wants to be in love with you, who wants what you want, and y'all could have a good life together and ride out into the sunset.
Yeah, because I always say a powerful person, more specifically, a powerful woman is the woman who does not mind being by herself. Like, yes. I can take you or I can leave you. I can leave you because if you're not step up to the plate. If you, you know, on some ish, I can leave you. I have no problem being by myself. I can be happy. Again, we were talking, D is easy to get.
Especially for a woman.
It's easy to get, you know.
And men know that D is easy to get. Mm-hmm. That's why sometimes some men are so insecure, because it's like, people are always going to be at our DMs as women,
yes,
oh, and trying to talk to us and stuff, not trying to be sound prideful or anything mm-hmm. like that, but it's just really the truth. Mm-hmm. You can get some affection, mm-hmm. but if you're looking for a meaningful relationship, start it off that way. It's nothing wrong with being somebody's friend, hanging out with them, and not being physical. Because to me, get to know if you even like them mm-hmm. before you get physical with them. And that may take some time. It may take more than 2 or 3 days. It may take a month, because if you're looking for something that's lasting, then take your time and don't let nobody rush you into being physical. Because once you become physical, it taints things, because you get caught up in that little tingly feeling that you got when he did that thing that he do, or that thing that she do, that thing that she do. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, you are in a situationship, not a relationship, but you just.
You in something for years, and you should have known, you should have gotten out like years ago. So we just don't want you to waste your time, ladies and gentlemen. Just ask questions. Ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask the questions. And
be honest with yourself.
Yes. Be honest with yourself. And like my therapist said, like, you know, ask yourself, am I getting what I want out of this? And if it's no, then don't be afraid to move on.
Yeah, because there's somebody out there that wants what you want. And I dare say that you will run into them, but you can't get what you need when you're holding on to something that you mm-hmm. don't need. Don't let that man or woman block you from your blessing because you are afraid to be alone.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So on that note,
thank you for joining us with Clique.
We appreciate
Until
y'all.
Next time, remember, go to speakpipe.com/CamandKay.
Leave us a message on the topic that we just discussed. So we do want to hear from you guys. You know, we really do. We want to interact with you and engage with you. So go ahead and leave that message.
Leave a message and join us next
week. And we'll play it on air.
Yes, we will. So,
and our new tagline is Clink with Cam and Kay. Come sip with us. Sip, sip.
Sip, sip.
All right, y'all.
Mm.
Bye.
Bye. Sip, sip.